101.1 The Wiz, streaming live on the newblackplanet.com. I'm your girl, Kitty Kiwi, the sweetest chick on the MIC. And I am very fortunate on this Macy's Music Festival weekend to have your comic's favorite comic in the building. Tony Rock, what's going on? Welcome to the city.
I'm good. What's going on?
I'm good. Now, you're in town today through Sunday at the Funny Bone. Tell us the hours.
Tonight, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Tomorrow, 7:30 and 10. No, tonight, 8 o'clock and 10:30.
Okay.
Tomorrow, 7:30 and 10. And Sunday, 7:30.
About to be crazy.
And we had one last night, too, that was crazy. It was packed and it was a good show, yeah.
Where was it last night?
Same place? Yeah, we still go Thursday through Sunday.
Okay. So last night I was going through your video catalog and I had to find my favorite videos.
I don't know
videos.
What you saw, so let me apologize if need be.
Was it in 2006 where you were in LA for Def Comedy Jam? Was it what year? Okay.
Yes.
Crazy. When you talking about how hot it is and when black people get mad
hot. Yeah.
That was my favorite one.
That was a good set, yeah.
Laughing out loud, my daughter thought I was crazy. But what can people expect when they go to your show?
Oh, it's going to be fun. I engage the audience. I talk to the people in the room. So I might get something from any table to make fun of or run with. So just be careful. Last night, I got a lot of material. There was a lot of fun stuff going on in the room last night. There was a lady in the front row that had lost 33 pounds. And another lady that didn't mind telling us that she had smoked crack for 14 years.
Oh, wow.
There was another brother over here that didn't know he was at a comedy show, or at least his face didn't know. So I had to talk to him.
So it gets real at the
show. Yeah, it gets real.
Are you on tour right now?
I am. I'm actually on two tours right now. I'm doing my own tour. It's, improvs and Funny Bones with Garrick Dixon. We're doing about 30 cities. And then I'm on a bigger tour called the Royal Comedy Tour with Bruce Samore, Mark Curry, and Earthquake. And we just finished the first half of the year. We did 30 cities the first half of the year.
I was going to say, because, the Royal Comedy Tour came to Cincinnati back in the early part of the year.
Yeah.
And, I didn't see you.
Yeah, we switch off sometimes. Like, switch and do a city with Mike Epps and jump back on with these guys and then go do a city with some other cats and then come back on. So the same promoters control all three of the major tours going out this year.
Well, we are excited to have you in the city right now. It's definitely going down. Streaming live on the newblackplanet.com, 101.1 The Wiz. Now, you were supposed to be a part of the new Showtime at the Apollo. Are you still doing that?
I am part of the...
Okay.
We just finished shooting the first season in New York last week.
Okay.
It's called Apollo Live now.
Okay.
So premieres November 25th after the Soul Train Awards. Shout out to Jamie Foxx for executive producing, for giving me a job.
Right.
He just called me up one day at my house and was like, hey, come on out to the crib. I want to talk to you. And went out to his house and he's like, this is what I'm doing and this is what you're doing. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. It's a blessing. It's like I used to run in the house on Saturday night to watch the Apollo and
everybody
now I'm the guy
did.
On stage hosting. So it's been amazing. It's like it's just as crazy as you imagine Apollo to be. Mm-hmm. The audience is just as wild as you remember them. It's the same energy that the Apollo has always had. That building will always be an exciting place to walk into.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on all the moves you're making.
Thank you.
That's really big. Now, I'm a big fan of the show Single Ladies. And I saw you on a recent episode. Tell me what that was like.
Bobby Marnay will be back. Yes, I shall return.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was fun.
That was fun. Actually, the girl that created that show used to be a writer on All of Us.
Oh, okay.
So when she got the deal and moved to Atlanta and started, doing the shows, we always kept in contact. And she's like, I'm going to find something for you, but I got to find the right thing for you. And then she called me. I think I got this character. And I'm like, perfect, let's do it.
So how was it? Was Queen Latifah there at all?
Queen Latifah was there. Shaquem was there. My episode was really good because T.I. was on it. Lauren London.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? It was a lot of guests, a lot of special guests on that episode.
Lisa Ray, of course.
Lisa Ray, of course. Vanessa, Denise Vassy, mm-hmm. of course. The gorgeous Denise Vassy.
Oh, yeah. She's beautiful.
Why am I forgetting the white girl's name? Because she was the nicest one.
Is she a bad chick, too? I'm not mad at her.
Yeah, I can't. What's her name?
I forget her name, though.
her too. Yeah, she was on it.
Okay.
It was a lot
of
fun.
Figure that one out.
Yeah.
So over the last 10 years, you've proven yourself not only as a comedian, an actor, and producer. Tell us about your producing.
Producing is just it's like when you get a little bit of credibility in the business, then you can take another project to the network and say, hey, this is what I want to do. And just with your track record, they kind of, they're more inclined to take a look at it and let you do what you want to do. So the Tony Rock Project and the Funny Spot were two things that I created after All of Us, after 4 years on All of Us, so that I had a little bit of credibility in the game.
Okay.
So it's great. It's like, that's what I really want to do. I want to just produce TV. If you watch any sitcom from the last 30 years, when the credits are rolling, the names behind the cameras never change. the names in front of the cameras always change.
Absolutely.
So
I dig that.
You watch the Jeffersons, the same names are going past, like executive produced by, you know, producer, this guy. Right. You watch the Brady Bunch, and then you watch episode of Martin, same names. You watch Single Ladies, same names. It's like behind the cameras where it's at. So I'm going to get my in front of the camera money, but I'm going to live the rest of my life off of my behind the camera money.
I respect that. You got to have a vision, and I see your vision
and
respect that. Definitely support Tony Rock's project that's coming up. Now, we want to know, who are some of your influences?
Comedically, Richard Pryor, my brother, Dave Chappelle, Patrice O'Neill. In the business, Russell Simmons, Jay, Puff, 50, like guys that came in day one with a plan. They didn't just come in like, I'm going to do this, and maybe I'll get a chance to do this.
Right.
Like, they had it mapped out for the first 10 years of their career from day one. And I want to be like one of those guys. Actually, today is my 14-year comedy anniversary. I started stand-up comedy July 27th, 1998.
Well, happy anniversary.
Yeah. So I was in the room today like, wait a minute, what's today? Oh, wait, what's
going
on here?
That's huge, right.
So I will be celebrating tonight. Wherever the party is, I'm going to be there acting a fool.
It's going down.
Yeah.
Definitely going down.
It's going to be nice.
Okay, well, you've done so much. You've accomplished a lot. What's next for you?
Just getting started. Of course.
Next, what's next?
I'm going to do a late night talk show. I'm going to write a movie. My brother's actually writing a script right now with him and myself in mind. So people keep asking, when are we going to do something?
That was one of my questions.
He's writing the script right now. We can get it up and running and get the money behind it. We'll bring y'all a Rock Brothers movie.
Okay.
Looking forward to that. And just, you know, whatever opportunities out there to continue the rock empire.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely excited about that. 101.1 The Wiz, streaming live on the newblackplanet.com. Now we want to throw it to the top three in hip-hop gossip. So I want you to tell me the first thing that come to mind when you hear these topics, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Kim K and Kanye.
Like one, don't care about the other.
Enough said. Frank Ocean.
Bold. And you know, you got to choose your words carefully when you talk about. I respect him for being fearless, because you know some people would rather live a life that's not their life just to be able to do what they do. So you got to be fearless to let people know your lifestyle and still hope that they respond to your material and what you're doing, you know, musically.
Absolutely.
The music, like, we all love hip-hop, and people seem to think, like, there's no homophobia in hip-hop or no homosexuality in hip-hop, and I just listen to the music, man.
Absolutely.
If you make a good song, I don't care what you do when you're not in the studio. I don't care, with some regard, you know what I'm saying? If you're beating your wife, then I'm like, come on, man, that's not cool. But what you do outside of the studio or off stage or when you're not in front of the camera, it's your business, man. Do you.
I dig it. Now, Stevie J and Jocelyn of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Stevie J is either a pimp or he is the most dense person on television right now. He's either, you know how they say genius and insanity is a very fine line? He's right on the line. Like, he's either, this guy's either the smartest dude in the world or he's like borderline, needs medication. And I haven't figured it out yet.
What about the faces? I mean, the faces.
No, the slow talking. It's like, just out of nowhere. I'm riding with you. Are you riding with me?
Now, see, is this a New York thing? Like, you're
from
New York.
No.
I'm like.
Well, we New Yorkers all have a gift of gab, but we'll give you that.
But not that.
I don't know. I couldn't take a chick out of a strip club that barely speaks English and tell her she's going to be the biggest star in the world and she believe it. I don't.
Just go.
You're going to take my life back.
Wow.
Give my life back.
I'm done. Thank you so much. Tony Rock at the Funny Bone. Until Sunday. Tell us the times again.
Tonight, 8 and 10:30. Tomorrow, 7:30 and 10. Sunday, 7:30. Follow me on Twitter, of course, at Tony Rock. Download the Tony Rock app. It's available on Droid right now. It's available on BlackBerry. We're still waiting for iPhone or for Apple to clear it. So it'll be like another 4 or 5 business days before it's available worldwide. Everything's on it. My Twitter, my Facebook, my foundation, my apparel, my tour dates, pictures from my birthday weekend. Everything Tony Rock related is on the Tony Rock app. So download that.
There it is. Thank you so much again for coming
through
the city.
Me.
Don't forget to stop through again and again and again.
I certainly will.
We're live on WizNation.com, streaming live on the newblackplanet.com. I'm Keita Kiwi for 101.1 The Wiz.